The hockey community has rallied around a boy with an intellectual disability to help him realize his dream of playing the sport. Max Weaver, 13, has loved the game of hockey his whole life. It has always been his desire to lace up the skates. "I've loved it since I was a little guy," he said. "I like it when I score and I like cheering for the Maple Leafs." Max, who has a rare genetic chromosome abnormality, began playing sledge hockey when he was around 7 years old. "He just loves hockey so much," explained Max's mom Amanda. "We wanted to find a way for him to be able to play." Max, an Orchard Park student, began walking very late in comparison to most children. When he began walking, he had several mobility issues surrounding leg and ankle weakness. "We knew at the time that skating wasn't in the cards," Amanda explained. "We wanted to find ways that we could adapt so that he would be able to play hockey." While Max enjoyed playing sledge hockey, he still had a strong desire to play ice hockey like his older brother Sam, especially as he physically developed over the years. "Sledge hockey opened up some really great opportunities for Max," Amanda said. "But he has always wanted to skate and play." In the fall, Amanda reached out to the Orillia Minor Hockey Association to ask if Max could play with the 3 to 6-year-olds, which would be the most skill-appropriate level for him. Without any questions or conversation, they all agreed to include Max in the MITES program, she explained. "Size-wise, he's a lot bigger than the other kids, but he's been able to play to their size and they've also really embraced him." When he started in October, Max couldn't even stand up in his skates. He persevered to being able to skate with the assistance of a skate helper and a volunteer holding onto him. "He fell a ton," Amanda explained. "He just kept getting back up because he is very determined and resilient." Now, Max can fully skate, stick handle, pass, and shoot. He's participating in most of the drills with his group. "I've got better," Max said. "It's because of my coach, Michelle Mandel, and my teammates." The U15 Orillia Terriers, the team that Sam plays on, have also played a big role in helping Max improve his skills. The players have taken turns volunteering to work with Max one-on-one during his practices. "They just kind of shadow him," Amanda explained. "They pass with him, and they show him how to do the different skills." Max says having the guidance of the U15 team has been invaluable to him. "Now I can even skate on one leg," he said. "I'm also learning to skate backwards." Max, who is also an athlete with Special Olympics, is thankful for the U15 Terriers who have helped him realize his dream of playing hockey. "They are beautiful," he said. "I'm friends with all of them." One day, Max hopes he will be able to play at the next level. "I want to play with the big boys," he said. Amanda says it's been very special to have the hockey community include Max this year. "This is his village," she said. "It's very meaningful to us and it's a huge example of what hockey and sports mean to us as a family." Amanda hopes Max's teammates and the U15 team have benefited from having Max at the rink with them this year. "Max brings a lot of joy to everyone he meets," she said. "That's why it's important to love him and to be inclusive. I think he teaches young adults and children those lessons." This year, Max has been invited into the locker room of both local and visiting teams so he can give them a pre-game speech. "He thrives off people, interaction, and attention," Amanda said. "He also just really loves the sport." Amanda says hockey has allowed Max to succeed outside of the rink. "It's taught him communication and independence for sure," she said. "At the start of the season, we'd have to fully dress him and now he can pretty much do it himself." Since joining hockey, Amanda has noticed a massive improvement in Max both at school and home. "The physical activity is really good for him," she said. "There are just so many benefits for him." During the family day weekend, Max traveled to Pittsburgh with his brother and the U15 Terriers for a tournament. There he attended his first NHL game. "I saw Sidney Crosby score a goal," he said. "He's one of my favorite players." Max hopes to one day watch the Toronto Maple Leafs live at the Scotiabank Arena so he can see his favorite player, Mitch Marner. Amanda says it's important to expose children with cognitive challenges like Max to different opportunities and interests. Maybe hockey isn't for everyone, she said. But trying to find what they are interested in and what gives them joy is important. Having Max in hockey this year has given him a sense of community and a great deal of confidence. Amanda says she can't thank the community enough for that support. Max totally feels that he's a part of a team and he's really proud, she said. All of the really nice gestures that might feel small to some people are huge to him.